This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this, can you believe it, the last weekend of the new year, January 2020. That blows me away. We have a lot of guests on the show today. My first guest is a friend of mine for many years from the Righteous Brothers. Bill Medley will be joining us. The beautiful, talented, and very successful supermodel, Kathy Ireland, will be here. We're going to talk about a serious subject, breast cancer, with Dr. Kathy Miller. Next hour, Doris Kearns Goodwin will be joining us with her new book. She is the premier presidential historian in the world. And then Rob Reiner will be joining us on the show, and we'll close things out with the vitamin angel, Nancy Solomon. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause briefly. When we come back, my first guest this first hour from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Never close your eyes anymore. You're living. There's no tenderness like deep holes in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And that song is the most played song in radio history. And that was told to me directly a few years ago by our next guest. Not only one of the most talented guys in our business, but one of the nicest, too. From the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks, Rook. How are you?
I'm doing
everything good out there?
Oh, yeah. Everything's been great. It's been a long time since you and I spent some time together over in Branson. We did a thing at the Dick Clark Theater. Then we came over to the Andy Williams Theater. We had dinner, you, me, my wife, and Paul Revere. And, boy, I miss those times, Bill.
Yeah, man. You know what? That Branson thing was really fun. And I enjoyed it. And I got to work with my family and have my family there. And it just it was terrific.
And that Andy Williams Theater is probably one of the best-built theaters in Branson. Do you not agree?
Absolutely agree. Well, Andy Williams was such a pro. And, the sound, the lights, how, you know, it was just, it was just done perfectly.
I recall the evening, and I'm sure you don't, but I got to tell this story. Okay, we're having dinner, and it's Paul Revere, the late Paul Revere, who was a terrific guy, Bill, my wife, and I, and it starts to rain, so the cars are parked way far away, so Bill, the gentleman, takes the umbrella and walks my wife to the car, and my wife says, boy, if I only could tell this story to my graduating class, that I'm walking in the rain with Bill Medley while while Bill leaves Paul Revere and I in the back, soaking wet. Bill, tell us about the new partnership now with Bucky Hurd, who, of course, was big in Branson.
Yeah, he is. He was big in Branson. And, you know, it's just, you know, and Bucky and I talk about it all the time. It went together so smoothly, and I really wasn't looking to team up with somebody, but I'd had, you know, my manager and friends and a lot of guys and people in the business saying, boy, you should, you know, reform the Righteous Brothers because people want to hear that music. And I went out one night because Bucky and I had been friends for years and out there. He was one of the first guys I ever met in Branson when we went there, and he started doing a show down at this smaller theater, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in the show, and I went down to see him, and I didn't know he was that good, to tell you the truth, and because I'd only seen him do. He was one of the Blues Brothers at the Legend show. He was John Belushi.
Right.
And, boy, he sang those Journey songs. And I said, my Lord, he just killed them. And I said to myself, well, if I was ever going to do this, that would be the guy. Not only was he a phenomenal singer, and was, he was heavily influenced by Bobby Hatfield, so he has a lot of Bobby naturally in him, but he was a friend, and he was somebody that I just really liked a lot, and so it just fell in. It was perfect. We sat around the piano, sang a few songs, and I said, yep, I think we ought to try this. If you're up for it, we'll go try it.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to be able to sit across from a piano with you and say, okay, you're part of the team, Bucky. And you know, I don't know if people really realize this, but a partnership like you had with Bobby and now with Bucky is even closer than a marriage, because sometimes you're on the road more with the partner than you are with your family.
Yeah, Bobby and I used to joke about that all the time, that we had a closer, we spent more time together than we did with our family.
Sure.
And it's truth, and it's not just spending time together. I mean, you're spending a really quality time, you know, and you're going out on the stage, and when you're on stage with a partner, you just really have to trust each other and rely on each other, and it becomes a real different kind of bond. You know, and Bobby and I certainly had that, and Bucky and I, we just finished our third year, and we definitely have that bond, and it's a family.
It's a family, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
I meant what I said in the introduction about being one of the nicest guys in this business. That is true. You do something on stage, and you did it to me one night, and I thought it was a stroke of genius when you made mention of the fact that after many years, I think the song was Yesterday that was played the most, and then when placement song, you lost that love and feeling, beat it out. You said, I want to thank everybody, including you, Ron, all the people in the radio business. And that was a nice touch. It really is something that people in our business really don't get that very often. I thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, listen, success is never built alone, you know. Like I say, you know, I mean, it takes everything and everybody coming together, you know, like it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes three villages to keep a career going. And if it wasn't for you wonderful radio folks it just wouldn't happen.
But you got to have the product, and you have product. There's no question about it. A Grammy winner, an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and an American Music Award, and painting the song "Little Latin Loopy Loo." Also, "My Babe." Is that the "My Babe" that Elvis did a cover of one time?
I don't know if Elvis did it, but I think there's a couple of songs kind of like that are called "My Babe." I don't know. I know that a few bands have recorded "My Babe," just because it's kind of a simple, kind of cool little rock and roll song.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, regular spot back in the 60s with the TV show Shindig. Wasn't that Dick's production, Shindig?
No, it was, I don't know who.
Oh, that...
I know that the director, and he probably was his company that put it on was Jack Good. He was from England. Now Dick Clark did Paul Revere's.
Oh, that, yeah.
What the heck was the name of that?
Used to be on in the afternoon. Well, I can't think of it.
Paul was crazy, and the band was crazy, and it was on the beach, and
that
was a great show, but that was Dick's,
That's what I thought. We're going to pause for a second here, Bill, and we're going to come back, but I do want to remind everybody several times during our little chat with the great Bill Medley, and let me run down some of the dates where you guys are going to be at in the next month. On February 8th at Oxford, Missouri, February 9th, Oxford, Florida, February 15th, Pala, California, Indio, California, on February 28th, Lancaster, California on February 29th, March 20th and 21st at La Mirada, California, March 28th in Tacoma, Washington. And, of course, you can always go on the website RighteousBrothers.com to check all their appearances. And, again, that's RighteousBrothers.com where you'll find all the dates where the Righteous Brothers will be. And, you know, Bill, I don't know if I told you this or not. I tour Florida, the 15-piece orchestra, doing all the great songs, including You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Perfect.
Now, we're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with my friend Bill Medley. If you get a chance to see Bill and Bucky Hurd, you got to do it. It's one of the greatest shows in the entertainment business today. I guarantee you that. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I love that song. You're my soul and inspiration. Gosh, I can remember in the 60s being a disc jockey and in the good old days, as they say, and just playing the heck out of that thing. Bill, it's tough for talent like yourself, any talent that has had a lot of songs, to break new material. Because when you go to a Righteous Brothers concert, you want to hear You Lost That 11 Feeling. You want to hear You're My Soul and Inspiration, all the other great songs. I mean, how do you break new material?
You know, it's pretty tough, and you're always caught between, I'm at an age, and I feel blessed that I, you know, get to come out and perform to people, and people still want to hear these songs and this and that. As far as, you know, still recording and this and that, it really becomes tough. And Bucky and I have discussed it, that we would record, you know, if somebody came up with really, really great songs, you know, because that's really what it's all about. It starts with a song and pretty much ends with a song. And we will record if, you know, if everything was right, if the songs were right. But at this point, we're very satisfied and feel blessed, like to be coming out there to Florida and being able to perform to the people that fell in love with that music.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, another huge hit. A lot of these songs that were famous that you guys made as a duet were not sung as a duet.
Yeah, they, you know, Unchained Melody was, you know, a lot of people think that either we wrote it or it was written for us, but it was in a movie called Unchained in the 50s, and one of our, Bobby's and my real singing heroes, actually it was Elvis Presley's favorite singer too, was a singer, Roy Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy Hamilton had recorded Unchained Melody, so we knew it from, you know, Roy. And when we went into the studio, Bobby would do a solo and I would do a solo because it was only so many duets we could come up with. I was producing the albums and Bobby said he wanted to do Unchained Melody, so I made the arrangement and all that, produced it, and Bobby just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And you never know. And it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was Unchained Melody was on the B side of a Phil Spector production, Hung on You. But for some reason, all you wonderful disc jockeys took the song and flipped it over, and Unchained Melody became a monster.
Yeah,
and then they put it in Ghost 25 years later and made it even bigger.
You know, I was watching a clip the other night of Ed Sullivan. As you can tell, I live a very boring life. But
yeah,
the clip was you, Bobby, singing with Peggy Lee. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that was, that, you know, Bobby and I were at an age that we were fans of all those people from that. that era, the Sinatra era, and had the pleasure of opening for Jack Benny back in 66. And that was just one of the coolest. I mean, we opened for the Beatles, but we were more excited about opening for Jack Benny. But singing, I think we did Yes Indeed.
Yeah.
With Peggy Lee, and Peggy Lee was just an incredible singer and artist, so we were thrilled to death about it.
Is your daughter still touring with you, too?
Yep, she's out there. It's really funny because she was born when I recorded I've Had the Time of My Life.
Really?
And now she's, now she's 31, and she's out there singing I've Had the Time of My Life with me. So it's just wonderful to have her.
She's not only talented, very pretty girl, too, I might add.
Thank you.
You told a story in Branson when you were out there about being a greeter at Walmart. And so several days after I returned to Orlando, I went to Walmart, begged, borrowed, pleaded, and spent a ton of money to buy a Walmart jacket and put your name on it. And
I know. Yeah. No, I still have that. I have it at my Branson house. I have that hanging in the closet, and when I have a spare time, I go down to Branson to make a few bucks. I go down to Walmart.
Do you still have a house in Branson? I know you said you wanted to buy dirt.
Yeah, I still have a home there. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep it, but it was kind of a bucket list. Paula and I, my wife, we kind of designed the house, and my wife Paula decorated it, and it was kind of a bucket list house. It's on 20 acres, and it's kind of a lodge looking house, and boy, I just love it.
Yeah, that's a great area, but there's no doubt about
it.
You know, Tony Orlando doesn't perform there anymore, but he lives there because he just loves the town, as you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tell us the story about how the name came about. You told me that once before. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Bobby and I got together, I guess it was about 1962, and we were called the Paramours, and Bobby and I were doing a lot of duets together because we just clicked. You know, it was just kind of one of those magical things, and we were doing all rhythm and blues and from all the great black artists that influenced us, and we were raised in Orange County, and Orange County was a very white county in those days, but there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine base, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the nightclub singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and there was a saying at the time that, you know, if you had a neat looking car or this and that, they said, boy, what a righteous looking car,
right?
Which meant good, and if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And a lot of times Bobby and I, when we would come to work, they would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend.
Yeah.
We went in and recorded a little Latin Loopy Lou, and we needed a name because it wasn't the Paramours, it was just Bobby and I. And I think it was Bobby that said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we did, and it stuck.
That's such a cool story.
Stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I love that story. Bill, for other dates, is the website therighteousbrothers.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it The Righteous Brothers or Righteous Brothers?
The Righteous Brothers.
Bill, I could probably talk to you for about 7 or 8 days and still have more to go, but I will see you. Check out therighteousbrothers.com. Bill, you are always welcome here, my friend. You know that. I absolutely know that you will never retire, and I appreciate that because we'd be missing out on a lot of great times in the future.
Well, as long as the audiences can hold up, I can hold up. They inspire me.
They're going to hold up for one heck of a long time.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a real joy talking to you, and bless you, and have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you and your family, and we'll see you on the 19th, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, Bill. Our very special guest, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
Ron, thank you very much. It'll be great to see you and the missus down there, and maybe we can catch a drink or something.
Count me in, Bill. My good friend, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed it to Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Well, every once in a while, we deviate from our mundane appearance-looking guest to bring in a real beauty. I shouldn't say that about my other guests. They're probably going to be complaining like crazy, but it's true. Our next guest is not only talented, she's beautiful, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including a new novel she has out called Fashion Jungle. Joining us right now is Kathy Ireland. Hi, Kathy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine now that you're on the show. I think everything's going to work out real well. Copacetic, it's going to be good now that you're here.
Thank you.
You know, I run down, before we talk about the book, so many things that you have done in a remarkable career, not only in front of the camera on television and, of course, on so many covers of magazines, including something like 13 or 14 covers of the one that all the guys look at, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, and not only so beautiful, but also a very, very good business person.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you so much. It's a privilege. Most of my work is behind the camera. I was with Robin Roberts last week, and she was asking. She's like, "You've been on Forbes more than Sports Illustrated. How did you do that?" And you know, I work with an incredible team. Many of us have been together for 30 years. Our Gen Z and millennials, they weren't born when we started, but a lot of hard work. We love what we do. Our brand is about being of service, and this new book is something that we really hope will really be empowering.
Well, that's good. Now, of course, everybody knows of the Kathy Ireland Worldwide, which is a great brand. I love going into stores just to see your picture on all the women's clothing there. That's really nice. But tell us about Fashion Jungle, because certainly this is not the first book that she has written, but it's the latest.
My first go at fiction, at a novel, and I've partnered with Rachel Van Dyken. Rachel is a number one New York Times best-selling author. If not for Rachel, I never would have brought these stories to the public in such a way. It was not part of my plan. A colleague introduced me to Rachel, started sharing the stories from my life, and Fashion Jungle is it's a composite of characters. It's a tribe of four women who come from very different backgrounds, different situations, but they all are seeking to survive the jungle. Dynamic careers, their love lives. This story is rooted in romance. There's also danger. There's political intrigue. It's a thriller. There's murder. There's real life things that take place in this industry that many people aren't aware of, because what we see is the glossy, retouched image of the photograph. But what goes on in the underbelly of this industry is shocking. And I believe, Rachel and I strongly believe that people need to understand their value and put boundaries in place to protect them. And it's a very cautionary tale.
Is it more fun to write fiction, or is it more difficult? Because in fiction, you can make anything happen. It doesn't have to, resemble the real life, and you can just spread your artistic wings. Sounding a little bit like Barbara Walters here, Kathy. I'm very sorry. I'm getting way too artsy.
Question. And this is, Rachel is a genius at this. She's written, nearly 100 books. She's got an enormous following, and getting to know her, I understand why. So our collaboration, I was sharing with Rachel real life events that happened to me, to girls I knew, worked with, roommates, and Rachel was able to take them and make these characters that are a composite of real people, including myself. I'm not one actual person, but you'll find bits in different characters. And to really tell the story in a powerful, compelling, entertaining, and truthful way.
Now, when you and Rachel were writing this, way back in your mind, were you thinking that this could be a screenplay?
Oh my goodness, Ron. I mean, that never entered my mind when we started writing this. I was even just struggling with the concept of a novel, really. And Rachel's like, we've got a great story here. We really do. And she earned my trust. I don't trust easily. Rachel earned my trust very much. And I am a visual person, so I mean the characters, they come to life. She's written them in such a beautiful, dynamic, truthful way.
You know, I got to assume though that something that is the collaboration of someone with your background, your name, and your visibility, and you know, as I mentioned before, authored 13 books, and Rachel with over 80 books, ranging from anything from romance to the paranormal. It would be something that I would assume that somebody in the film industry would recognize as being unbelievably successful. And you've had a lot of books that have focused on faith and motherhood, and I understand that you started, I didn't realize this, the Kathy Ireland Mentor Program for Single Teen Mothers back in 1990, just one of many things that you get involved with as far as charities and nonprofit organizations dedicated to a lot of things for children.
Thank you, Ron. It's a passion of everyone on our team, and we're grateful to be able to be of service. The Mother Mentor Program is something I'm passionate about, and it's critically important. And this fashion jungle really touches on many aspects. I don't want to give things away,
but it
touches on a lot. And I have the privilege of serving as the International Youth Chair for the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, as well as an ambassador for the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. Our vision at our company is teach, inspire, empower, make our world better. And everything that we do, it's got to fulfill that vision. And we believe this book does. It is a cautionary tale, and we hope it to be empowering to people. No matter what business you work in, whether you work in agriculture, business, fashion, entertainment, whatever, there are opportunities for exploitation. We need to have our eyes open and be aware.
Yeah.
And recognize our value and not compromise.
Well, I tell you, well said, and a topic that is absolutely imperative in today's society. I failed to mention that you have been named the National Honorary Chairman of the March of Dimes Walk America for 70 years, an organization that I'm very close to, and I thank you for the work in there. I don't know how you do it all, Kathy. I don't know how you run this, you know, huge business, write a great book like Fashion Jungle, involved with so many charities. You are the perfect woman. You know that, don't you?
You are very kind. There is no such thing. many days I am a disaster. Anything that does go well, it is keeping my priorities in order. It's my faith, my family, and then being of service through our work. The minute those are out of order, I'm a disaster. And I work with an incredible team, just an amazing team.
Okay.
And it was a joy to work with the March of Dimes. That was many years ago. I'm grateful for the good things that they do and some extraordinary organizations that we get to work with today.
Well, that's great. And I thank you for all that you have done. But just do me one favor, Kathy. Actually, do me two. Please join us again sometime. And secondly, don't ever mention to my wife if you run into her what I said to you, because I tell her the same thing.
Please give your wife my very best regards.
Okay, and it's Fashion Jungle, out right now, a new novel by the very lovely and talented Kathy Ireland. Kathy, don't be a stranger here. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the novel and everything that you do. You deserve the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron.
Ah, boy, what a lovely lady, really. Unbelievable talent and, geez, good looking. During Sports Illustrated Swimsuit's 50th anniversary, this was back in 1989, the cover that was awarded at that time was the greatest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover of all time by its publishers. That's unbelievable. She's been at Boy Meets World, The Larry Sanders Show, and cover of every major magazine. In addition to Sports Illustrated, of course, she has been on Vogue, Cosmopolitan, Forbes, and a very successful businesswoman, being the chairman of Kathy Ireland Worldwide. And I'd like to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, R RONSEGGI.com. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you hit the Facebook option, you and I can become friends on Facebook. I also invite you to visit SEGGISINGS.com, SEGGISINGS.com. And there you can learn about our 15-piece orchestra and where we tour in your area. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Joining us right now is an individual who was diagnosed initially with breast cancer in 2017, Jamel Rivers, and also Dr. Kathy Miller, who is a Susan G. Komen scholar and researcher at the Indiana University School of Medicine. Doctor and Jamel, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, Ron.
Now, let's talk, Doctor, initially about what is metastatic breast cancer? Because that's a term that I've heard, a lot of people have heard, but they may not know exactly what it means, and it's not good.
So metastatic breast cancer can also be called stage 4 breast cancer. And that simply means that the breast cancer has definitely spread from the breast and the lymph nodes to other parts of the body. That's how breast cancer becomes life-threatening. Our patients don't die from what happens in the breast. They die when the breast cancer spreads elsewhere in the body.
Is it the result of maybe not any pre-screening that enables the cancer cells to spread? I mean, if it was caught earlier, in most cases, or maybe in all cases, it would not turn into stage 4?
So unfortunately, that's not true, Ron. Only about 6% of patients have stage 4 disease at the time of diagnosis. Most of our patients with stage 4 disease were diagnosed early. They had the best available treatments, and those treatments simply didn't work as well as they needed them to, and they still developed stage 4 disease.
Well, one of the misconceptions by people is that they believe that if you find it first and treat it, it doesn't always, as you mentioned, curable. So led to believe in a lot of cases that that is not the case, that if you get it quickly, you're okay. But you're saying that isn't the case.
Early detection is still certainly your best defense. But unfortunately, it's not effective for everyone. There are some cancers that even when found early and treated with our best current treatments, they still progress to metastatic disease. And that's why metastatic disease needs a separate focus and needs so much more attention.
There is currently no cure for that.
So there's no cure. We have a lot of treatments that are available that can help our patients live longer and live better during that time, but there is not currently a cure.
Here is a shocking figure, ladies and gentlemen. 42,000 people in the United States are expected to die from breast cancer this year alone, and the Susan G. Komen leading breast cancer organization is dedicated to reducing the current number of breast cancer deaths by 50% in the United States by 2026. How, doctor?
Well, research is how we are going to make that improvement. We can certainly chip away at that by early detection and increase access to care, but the only way we are going to meet that bold goal is by continuing to support research into new and more effective treatments.
And how do we do that? How is that funded?
So Susan G. Komen is one of the largest breast cancer funders in the world and the only breast cancer advocacy organization that really funds research across the spectrum, from early detection, access to care, active treatment and treatment of patients with metastatic disease, public policy, and support for our patients and their families.
Yeah, and everybody should do that. Now, our other guest, as we mentioned in the introduction, is Jamil Rivers, who was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer in 2017. Jamil, would you tell us your story, or is it too difficult to go into?
Actually, I was diagnosed in 2018, and I was diagnosed from the beginning, so metastatic de novo, where the breast cancer had already metastasized and spread throughout my body. I actually did not have a lump or any symptoms per se, but I had a cough and a cold that just wouldn't go away for a period of time, and also a pain in my side. And after months of testing, that's when it was discovered that I had, in fact, metastatic de novo breast cancer.
Those were the only signs, and not signs that were typically bizarre from the standpoint of being unusual. A cough and a cold and pain in the side that could be from lifting something.
Right, exactly. I was only 39 at the time.
When you heard the news, what goes through your mind, especially when just a second ago we talked about no cure for this?
Oh, I was devastated initially. You know, I have 3 children at home, so I immediately thought of who was going to take care of them. But then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to, you know, push forward. And so I did my research. I reached out to organizations that I could lean on for support, like Susan G. Komen. And I just continued to push forward and went through treatments and got the support that I needed and was able to still work through chemo and take care of my kids.
How are you feeling now, and has anything improved over that time period?
Well, I've actually reached a stage where my tumors are undetectable on a scan. Feeling good, still working full time, keeping up with my kids, and I've been able to switch to an oral treatment off of chemo. And so one of the numerous drugs that was discovered and available to patients like me from research, where it's an oral drug that I can now use with less toxicities and side effects. so I'm feeling good.
You know, your enthusiasm is contagious. I give you an enormous amount of credit. But, doctor, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, if there is no cure, I assume then that there is a way of controlling it. I mean, it's like, let's say, heart problems. You got hypertension, and we can medicate it, and you can live to be 107 years old, but we can't cure it. Is that the same thing?
We're probably not at that point. It is certainly a goal to cure metastatic breast cancer. Until we're able to cure it, our hope is to control it so that our patients can live as well as possible for as long as possible. But we shouldn't give people the impression that our treatments are at the point where this is like high blood pressure, where you take a pill and go about your life. This is still a devastating disease. There are still 42,000 people in the United States who die from breast cancer every year. And that is still way too many people that we cannot afford to lose. So that's why this focus and the research are so critical.
But you talk about the 42,000 people that will die, but you also say that the 154,000 plus patients are living with it. And the condition that Jamil is in right now, she seems to be okay. I mean, especially with the onslaught of not even being able to see the tumors.
So basically, I'm buying time right now. So that's the reason why we need days like this to emphasize the need for research in order so that this could be a controlled disease and I can live for the long term.
Well, I hope you do, Jamil. You have a great attitude, a lovely lady. We've never met, but just talking to you, boy, I tell you, you got to have skin like iron. You really do. And really keep persevering. Doctor, where can we go for more information and support this every single day of the year?
So Komen.org is there every single day of the year. This is certainly a big focus for the media and the public, but it's a focus of the research and of our patients with metastatic disease every day of the year. So Komen.org will find general information, and Komen.org/MBC will get you directly to the metastatic breast cancer landing page and all of the resources for people currently faced with metastatic disease.
Very important. Doctor, thank you for joining us. Jamil, thank you. And both of you are welcome back, and we'd love to keep an update on Jamil. So please join us again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ron.
Say, there's a strong lady right there, and a very serious problem that we have to address effectively. Susan G. Komen has been a name synonymous with working towards a cure for cancer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, for the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful mint state, 63, $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this, the last weekend of January 2020. I want to thank my guests this past hour. They include from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, supermodel, businesswoman, and actress Kathy Ireland, and Dr. Kathy Miller. Next hour, the premier presidential historian, Doris Kearns Goodwin, will be chatting about her brand new book. Then actor, producer Rob Reiner will be here on the show. And we'll close things out with the vitamin angel, Nancy Salmon. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause briefly, but we'll be back with hour number two and our first guest, Doris Kearns Goodwin, with Ron Sedgy today.